This is University Radio Nottingham.
Right, here welcome we back. We are probably going to go into our section of the show today, talking about the Nottingham, Lulu's Nottingham Vintage Fair that we visited this morning.
Yes, we are. I think we should start with the debate or, you know, conversation, thought grenade, essentially.
Thought grenade, love it.
Absolutely. My dad uses that, actually. He's going to be happy I brought that up. About what, how you would define vintage.
Yeah.
Because we feel like different generations.
Well, after today, I feel like that's quite a... our experience of the fair today, it was quite a... what's the word?
Eye-opening?
No, but that's quite an important thing to talk about, really. The fact that there's different interpretations of what vintage means. Because for some people, it might mean one thing, and for other people, it's something completely different. So...
Yeah, I definitely think... Okay, I've got like a sort of, from a BBC article I found, I found a little interesting definition, if you will.
Tell us more, Mel.
So vintage is defined as representing the high quality products of the past, such as designer clothing or classic cars. But to many, it's become a catch-all term for anything that looks old, even if the item itself is new. So that, I feel like people have essentially just been like, oh, that's vintage because it looks
well as a student. There's especially in Nottingham, there's quite a big vintage, which is a bit of a
culture,
silly thing to say, vintage scene. There's lots of kind of vintage clothing stores within the city centre in Hockley, and there are lots of kind of
I feel like students basically feel that they can experiment with their style.
Yes,
you can go back in time. You can
walking around campus, like you can kind of spot the different trends. Like, I remember there being a big thing of like those 90s rave jackets where they're like nylon and green.
I actually happen to have one of those.
You do happen to have one of those, Eleanor.
But I think when you do come to university, you get that freedom where you can kind of you can reinvent yourself and you can kind of choose to wear what you want to wear, and that is, it's an exciting time.
I would say, but the pair of us have definitely, I don't think we reinvented ourselves, we just naturally kind
Our styles have evolved.
Our styles have evolved, indeed.
When, like, playing into this, there's lots of vintage fairs that come onto campus, that come into the SU, and they're huge, and they're so, like, they're expensive because they're so popular, and quite often these clothes are just secondhand, they're not really vintage, like proper vintage. And Lulu's vintage fair today in the Albert Hall in Nottingham was proper vintage, and it was quite interesting the way they did it, because they had rather than it being one company, they organized lots of different local sellers, and there was a set, we spoke to a lady from Leeds, and we spoke to someone from Birmingham, and they all come together and display their products for everybody to
it's
see.
It's a really nice event, actually. It felt like a bit of a, I don't know, community, really.
It did, yeah. There was a lady right in the entrance offering to do victory rolls for people. You pay £5, you get some victory rolls. and then there were lots of jewellery, lots of clothes.
Any fur?
Lots of fur. Yeah, lots of fur that my grandmother would wear.
That's interesting as well.
I think so. Secondhand fur, like, generally, like, people kind of, they're not as bad about it. Like, it's kind of like, well,
it's already been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone's giving me a Big Mac, I'm not going to turn it down, am I?
Yeah. what do you think about the whole fur debate? Taking a little bit of a turn, but.
Well, what do you mean? What do I think about it?
I would take the position of, like, secondhand is all right, but.
I don't think anybody should support the killing of animals, to be honest.
Yeah, no, definitely.
but
then again, you're kind of like leather and stuff like that, like,
see, that's
exactly
true.
It's a difficult one, but and also it's just stuff like my housemate from last year was a massive fan of is it foie gras have you seen videos of how they make that?
I know, it's awful,
it's
isn't
really,
it
really like I
it's
can't
really
watch
shocking
that.
Where they force kind of
and it's like
food tubes,
you know,
down ducks'
kind of chicken and stuff like that. It sounds horrible, it's quite batch process, like it means like they're dead within, you know, like they don't feel it kind of thing. But when it's something like that, where it's invisible kind of discomfort, it can be quite perturbing.
I mean, I think it's interesting when you go to things like vintage fairs with regards to the clothing and the fur, you can see how public opinion on things like that have changed over time, where they might have been acceptable once, they are no longer acceptable. And I think that is quite...
I mean, my
mum
once... Oh, sorry, were you going to say something?
No, that was literally it.
My mum was once wearing a fur jacket in a shop, and this lady came up to her and was full on, "Oh, you're disgraceful. I can't believe you're wearing this. You should feel ashamed of yourself." Wow. All this. I mean, some people feel strongly about it, which is fair enough. But, you know, it's... Yeah.
Did you buy anything from the fair?
Bought this jumper that I'm wearing now. A bit of a 90s. I was asking her where it was from. It was, you know, it was a tenner. I thought, it was actually, I need to stop now.
This is what was interesting. Because it wasn't like a student marketed event.
Yeah.
It was a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Because when they do vintage fairs here,
isn't it?
Yeah. So overpriced.
I got pretty much the same.
They know that people will pay more.
Yeah. I got the same jumper as Mel's wearing now from a vintage fair in the SU last year, and it was about £30, and Mel's was £10.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Will there be another one? Because I need some jumpers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll, yeah. I think they're quite often, actually, aren't they?
Well, but it was the culture show will be regular attendees.
They'll know us by the end of the year, by the end of the semester, really.
I believe we have some kind of quick interviews.
We do indeed.
With people, don't we? Shall I go for the Sarah one? Is that?
Yes. So Sarah was somebody who we met whilst going around the fair today. She wasn't, the rest of the interviews that we collected were people who were running their own stalls, but she was actually...
This is a customer
review. A customer. Right. So it's quite interesting. I'm here with Sarah, who's visited the Lulu's Vintage Fair today. Sarah, what was your favourite stall from all the collections that you saw today?
I'd have to say Katie's one upstairs, because it's got a variety of things. It's not just focused on one product. And I really like how she mixes and matches different fabrics in her clothes, so I bought a jumper of hers.
Very nice. And would you recommend this fair to somebody else?
It's not what I expected. It's a lot more like classic vintage than what we might be used to as students, like branded vintage. But if you're into that kind of stuff, then yeah, definitely. It was interesting to see.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Yeah, so in that interview, the girl Sarah mentioned that she liked one of the stalls, which actually we've got an interview with next. And that was a very nice...
That was a good interview.
So this is Katie and Bones, yeah?
Katie and Bones, yeah. Okay, so we're here with Katie from Katie and Bones. Just a couple of questions. How often do you come to vintage fairs like this and bring your products here?
I tend to do sort of 2 a month. Obviously, in the busy seasons, you do as many as possible, but yeah.
So what would you say your style was? Like, what do you sell? Like, what products kind of sell the most? And
I kind of do very kitsch stuff. So sort of aim towards more of the younger market that like the vintage feel. I sell quite a lot of like pocket mirrors and stuff like that. So like the little sort of gifty things seem to sell quite well.
Yeah. And would you say that vintage, that kind of, especially for young people, is a big part of our culture today?
I think it is like now. I don't think it was sort of a few years ago. It seems to be getting like bigger and bigger. I'm definitely seeing it getting bigger.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a nice girl.
Yeah, that was quite interesting as well, wasn't it? Because she was, quite a lot of the sellers were not elderly, but they... Yeah. It seemed like some of the clothes might have been their own. whereas this girl...
She made her own stuff, didn't she? She would sew patches onto some t-shirts.
Also, her stall, what was it I should say on the...
Lucy from Lils?
No, Katie and...
Oh, sorry, Katie and Bones, yeah.
Katie and Bones. Bones is her dog, and she named her stall after her and her dog, and I love that. I am all about that.
Ellie was really passionate about that. She's like, I am all for this.
Yeah, that's a good name.
It
Bones is a name for a dog. That's quite nice.
Bone.
Anyway, yeah.
So the last interview is for the cake stall.
Stall.
That they had there, which looked delicious.
We're here with Lucy from Lil's Parlour. So I'm going to ask some questions. So are your capes vintage inspired?
They have evolved from being that into what I like to do is take kind of inspiration from what people want now as well as the vintage scene. So I make them look old fashioned, but they're actually quite modern flavours because I think people are quite, they're like unusual things. So we try and mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. What kind of era would you say you'd be most inspired by?
Me personally, I like mid-century. So for me, kind of 1950s to 1970s is the era that I enjoy in the vintage scene.
Oh, nice. And do you come often to places like this?
Yeah, we tour the country. We're on the road every single weekend during the seasons. So we sometimes trade twice a weekend. For example, this weekend we're in Hull and Nottingham. Next weekend, Oxford, Bristol. So all over the country we go. This is my livelihood, so this is what I do, yeah.
So it's an independent sort of bakery?
It is an independent business, yeah. I've got a unit down in Birmingham where I bake during the week and then have a weekend without selling.
What do you think's essential to make your stall vintage, sort of get the vibes right?
Well, I'm really careful about the china that I source. So at the moment, all our china is kind of midwinter or Hornsey, 60s and 70s pottery. So I spend a lot of time sourcing really nice stuff so people can kind of enjoy their drink and... Yeah, that's probably a rubbish answer, but you know what I mean.
And to finish, what's your favourite flavour of cake?
Oh, easy, I don't even have to think about it, my salted caramel cake.
Oh, good choice. Good choice, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think that's quite interesting, the way that she was talking about how she sourced the china.
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely a aesthetic going on, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Interesting. Cool. It all tied into each other.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought kind of a couple of interesting things were the use of the phrase classic vintage, which sounds like two of the same things. But I think kind of it is interesting that, like, also if you think about like vintage versus retro, yeah, kind of what's the difference there?
So retro is retrospective, right? So is that more just looking? I don't really understand.
For me, that's like having a Walkman or a disc player. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's pretty retro.
It makes me think of like the 60s and the 70s and the 90s. That
kind
of retro
is
like
more early stuff.
Retro is like funky, isn't it?
Late 20th century kind of. That's whereas vintage to me would be like 1940s, 1950s.
Yeah. But that's things that I would think then classic vintage. Like, is that 1950s or is that
1930s? Well, I think what she meant by that was probably the idea of actual vintage rather than like a student vintage, which would be
secondhand
like tartan shirts.
An actual vintage shop of, one that I really like in Brighton is called, Jump the Gun.
Was this one you were telling us about the other day?
Actually, it's really good, like 1950s clothing, if that's what you're after.
Yeah. But Brighton's, I live near Brighton and it's got a very good vintage scene.
Brighton's edgy. Really good for that.
Edgy.
Yeah, it's quite edgy. Is Nottingham? Yeah, Nottingham's pretty good.
I think Nottingham
has got right places, there are a few gems.
A few gems.
And you said the vintage fair was at Albert Hall?
The album, which was coincidentally right next door to the Playhouse.
Exactly. So it's a little culture kind of hub.
Culture corner.
Yeah.
100%.
But definitely, I think both of us, although both Pride and Prejudice and the Vintage Fair were not perhaps what we were expecting. Mm. I personally would recommend both of them, especially Pride and Prejudice. I think it's quite a
It was an interesting adaptation. I'd definitely go back and see what they do with other lesser-known plays. Because I've never really seen, a lesser-known play in the theatre. Really.
Yeah,
I've only ever seen Twelfth Night, all the big...
Yeah.
The big franchises, if you will. I don't know.
I think it's just worth putting yourself out there a little bit in terms of your comfort zone.
Especially with regards to... Nottingham and the scene, the Nottingham culture scene.
I think it will like surprise you. Like, is how kind of good things are, or like you said, it wasn't what you were expecting, but you still enjoyed it. So,
and I think at university, you can be, or in really, like in life, really, this is getting deep. You can be in a bit of a bubble with the people that you know and the places that you go to, and it is quite healthy to kind of. Spread your wings.
Voyage.
And
well, that's what we're all about here on the Culture Show, exposing